Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Thursday. I know my days. Thursday, January 6th, 2022. And today I was going to do more true ghost stories from the web. But then I realized I started something last night with sharing some of my true paranormal dream experiences, and I said I would finish that sometime, and I decided I might as well finish that tonight. Just makes more sense than waiting and then possibly forgetting to do so in a later episode. So hopefully you all enjoyed last night's episode, and hopefully this will be decent as well. So, but as always, to find everything to do with podcast, Salcedo Paranormal, you can go to the webpage, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And there you can find all the episodes, as well as social media links and ways to donate to the show. And links to the link to Discord and my email address, so that you can send in your comments or questions on the paranormal. Not that I claim to have any answers, but or to know anything, but it's still interesting to talk about it with people. So, and of course, I'm always looking for stories of true stories of experiences. Whether they're your own experiences or others that you trust. So you can find all that there. And I think that takes care of that. I do have one other announcement to make. I have decided for the 100th episode of the podcast, which will take place, as of right now, it'll take place on February 5th. Which is next month, obviously. That's a Saturday. I will be doing a kind of an open lines show. And but I use Discord, so if you've ever wanted to talk about the paranormal with someone, and you wouldn't mind being recorded, you're welcome to join the Discord server, and as long as you are follow the rules and everything, you're welcome to be here. And then on that day, I will be taking, basically talking with one person at a time about anything in the paranormal that you're interested in. And we'll see how it goes. So it's basically going to be similar to a call-in show, except just using Discord instead of phone lines. So that'll be at the usual time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have some time before that. I just wanted to let everyone know about that now. Because I'm looking forward to it. And I might, I'll find some other things to share for that show as well, just in case everyone happens to be busy that day for whatever reason. But I'd love to hear from you all. So I think that takes care of everything for that. The only other thing I have to say about future shows is tomorrow night I will definitely be talking about the paranormal and time, as in terms of slips, time slips, viewing other times, other people and places and other times, just anything to do with the time and the paranormal. Found some articles I'll share tomorrow night, and I'll skim over those with you all, and I think it should be fun. Should be interesting. So that's the plan for tomorrow night. And then next week I will get back to the usual true ghost stories from the web. So it just didn't happen the way I had hoped it was going to happen this week, but at least I'm making it through. So anyway, as I said, tonight I want to talk about basically the rest of my paranormal experiences through dreams. And in particular, I want to talk about something that has happened several times over the years, at least a handful of times over the years, where I would have a dream about a place that I had never been to, and then anywhere from months to years later, I'd end up in that place, basically. And in the dreams, I'm always alone, but when I find these places and when I'm awake, I'm always with people and there's always people around in these places. So it's a very interesting thing. I don't know that I've ever found a name for this kind of a thing that fits exactly. I can't say I've ever heard of this kind of exact thing. I keep hoping that someday maybe someone out there will share a similar, basically a same kind of story. And maybe they will someday. You never know. But, yeah, so those are basically what I want to talk about today. The first one that I remember that happened, I believe this is the first one. I always say I'm terrible with remembering dates and when things happened. But I feel like this was the first one. In this case, I went to bed one night. I was a kid. I don't even know if I was in high school yet. But I had a dream about being in a small room. And it was basically just big enough for a office desk, just a regular desk, and a chair behind it. And the walls were all dark around me, except for the one behind the chair. And in that one, there was a window. And I could barely see outside, but I could see a street light that was kind of just barely shining into the room. I didn't really move in that dream. I just was there, and then eventually everything faded. So sometime later, probably at least a couple years, I went through school. I'd signed up for a program where I was able to go and work in an office building. And so I did that for a while, mainly just putting shredding papers and just similar office chores like that. And this one day I was there, and someone that worked there gave me a folder and told me to take it to this other person there in the office building. And So I followed their directions and turned this corner. Now in this office, they had filing cabinets stacked up almost to the ceiling, and they were set up so that they were almost set up like walls to separate areas, office spaces in there. And I came into this one space, and it was all these filing cabinets, and there was the one desk and the one chair in the middle of this room with a window behind it. Now, the streetlight wasn't on because it was in the middle of the day, but everything else, what little I was able to see in that dream, it was accurate to this little room, the made-up room. And down to the desk and the chair and where those were at and everything. And I was very surprised. I had to force myself to leave after I gave the person in that room the file, the folder. Because I just kind of wanted to stand there because I couldn't believe that oh wow, I'd been here once before, but in a dream. So that was really the first time I remember this kind of thing happening. So yeah, that was the first one. I'm trying to think of the other ones in order. I'm having a hard time. I do remember having another dream of being in a kind of a... It was a house, but it had been turned into a restaurant. And I was just in the main room near... They had a bar set up kind of area, too. And, but it was... In the dream, it was all mainly just dark. There were only, I guess you'd say, like, safety lights or security lights on in parts of the room, but the woodwork and everything, I saw it, and years later, I went to this restaurant with family that was a house, like I said. Now, in the dream, I didn't see that it was a house. I kind of messed it up. I was jumping ahead a little bit. But, we walked into this house that had been turned into a restaurant, and I stopped because I recognized the main area, except it was all lit up. But I recognized the layout of the room with the bar and everything. And, yeah, so I'd been there in a dream before that. So, it was, it's always an odd feeling, because it's... Most of these things that when they happen, I knew I hadn't been there. I those of you that don't know, I'm legally blind, so I don't really go many places far away unless I get a ride there. Like I don't drive, so it's very interesting that I basically have all these dreams of all these places that there's no way I could have physically gotten to any of them myself beforehand. Plus, I was a kid when I had these first few dreams. So, yeah. That's the second one, or at least one of the original ones. Probably the most memorable one was... happened in... Well, one of the most memorable ones. So, I did a whole episode before on my experiences in this training center for the blind that I went to in another part of the state of Michigan. And the last time I was there, I'm jumping ahead again. So years ago, I had this dream of being in a lounge, like a lobby or a lounge. It had tables and chairs, and it had some booths in it where people could sit down, and a couple of TVs along the one wall. That was all mainly to my right. To my left, along this other wall, was, I guess, maybe like a mural or just a decorative design on the wall. And it was all arrowhead shapes along this one wall. And they were all different colors, just in a row. And I remember seeing that, and I remember thinking, I need to remember this, because the TVs and the other chairs and all that, that's common enough. Those are things that I can see anywhere, but the design of the wall really caught my attention. Even as I floated, kind of floated around the room, I don't remember much about how it felt, except I really didn't walk. It was more like I floated around. And until eventually everything started to fade and that dream ended. So, years later, this time I know it was years, several years, I went to this training center for the blind, and one of the things they did there at one time was they took some of us that were staying there, they took us to a trade school for people with disabilities, because this training scenario was all for people with low to no vision. And so we went to this trade school and or college, and we were taking a tour of the building, and it was neat. It was interesting to see all the rooms and everything. Well, in the middle of this tour, we walk through a hallway into this room in the middle of the building. It's in the middle, so there are no windows anywhere. And we walk into this room, and it's a lobby. And I look around, and I see all the tables and chairs, and I'm thinking, this looks familiar. And I turn, and I look at the wall, the other wall. And there's that arrowhead-shaped design all along that wall. And instantly, that dream I had of that same design on the wall came back to me. When I went there in person, everything was a lot brighter because it was daytime. And there were people coming and going through the room. In the dream, there hadn't been anyone else in there. And the lights were dim. But I recognized that same shape along the wall. And, yeah, so that was really, to me, that was almost, I would say that's probably the first time where I really knew that, okay, I'm not imagining this, I'm not exaggerating. You know, there's other times, even though I'm sure I saw what I saw, and I went to those places in my dreams first, and then in person years later, this time, I felt like that design on that wall, I feel like that was really evidence of being, of that having happened the way I thought it did. Like, I had never been there. And it was also in a part of the state where I have no family, and it was even a couple hours away from this training center I was staying at. So I don't even know what part of the state I was technically in. But I knew at that point that that happened, and I just, that confirmed the other experiences to me in a way as well. So that was really interesting. Another experience I had before this that I just remember now was I had a dream where I was in a hallway, and ahead of me I saw a doorway led into like a TV room, and then the hallway turned to the left, and I followed the hallway, and I saw the TV room and everything, and once you get turned that hallway, it was like a zigzag almost, it just shifted to the left a little bit. So the TV room was on the right, and then there was this little cafeteria, like a breakfast room to have breakfast in, like a small kitchen. That was on the left side of this hallway, and then that TV room was on the right. And in this dream, I saw all this, but everything was dark. There was only minimal lighting on around, and the dream ended with me in this hallway. And years later, I went to a nursing home to visit my great-grandma and with family, and we were taking a look around the place, and we started to go down this hallway, and I recognized the TV room before we even got there, and the little kitchen area as well, and just all the furniture was the same way, all the chairs, all the stuff in the, all the places where the windows were at. Except, of course, when I went there in person, everything was, it was daylight. It wasn't dark outside like it was in the dream. So, that's one of the other ones. Now, the last one I have to talk about is even over the one building with the arrowhead shapes along the one wall, this one is more interesting to me because it wasn't just one dream that I had. It was a few dreams. So I will explain the dreams first, and then I will explain the place. The places, actually. So, and I'll I don't remember the order that I had these dreams in, but I'll put them in order of the places I went to in person. So I had this dream of being in a hallway, and in front of me there was one table and two, they were like lobby chairs, but they're almost like, they had like the amount of cushions that you would have like on a recliner. They had a lot of cushions on them, but they were like just lobby chairs. Like, I guess like just comfortable chairs set out in this waiting area. And, there was a brick wall behind it. And to the left, to the left side of the hallway, if you turn left, I remember looking that way and seeing a doorway. But it was dark. I couldn't really see outside of it. And to my right, I remember looking to the right, and I saw a long wall. It was like a window wall. And I could see tables, but this other room was also dark. And there was no one around. So I had this dream. Then sometime later, I had a dream about being in a small kitchen and walking into a room that had tables and that like wooden tables and benches pushed up against the tables, not individual chairs but benches. And I just remember going from the kitchen area to the room with the benches and just wondering what those were there for, why those were there, because it didn't seem like regular. It seemed like it should have been like a dining room, but I didn't understand why there'd be. I think it was like either four or six tables there with benches. And so that was a second dream. Third dream I had was of walking outside, and there was this house, and it had like, I think it was like four garage doors on it, or something like that. And it was like a white house with a brighter colored house. I don't know if it was white, but it seemed like it was white with darker doors. And I was wondering what that was because it didn't seem like a regular house. And and that's basically where that dream ended. Had another one. I just remembered that one too. It's weird how memory works. Had another one of being in a building. I didn't see the outside of it in the dream. I was in a room and it was all wooden walls and floors. And I felt like, based on all the wood I was seeing, the room wasn't done. And I walked out of that room and into another room. And I looked to the left and there were these windows. And they were like old-fashioned windows that had the, I forget the word every time. That had like a wooden frame in the window, like that separated the window into several squares. I have to look that up because I keep forgetting every time. But anyway, and in this dream, it was dark outside. This last one. So I had all these dreams at different times over the years. Well, at one point, I had heard about this local team of paranormal investigators, and I actually just realized as I was telling the story, I skipped another one. But we went to a few public events that this team held at places in the area. that were historical sites, and all the money from the tickets that were sold went to the restoration and upkeep of these sites. And one of these places was a lighthouse facility. So I went with my family. Now, that night that we went, we ate at a restaurant in that town before we went to the lighthouse. And we walked into the restaurant through the doorway, and I saw that table with the two chairs. And I realized I was in the doorway. So in the dream, I had been staring forward at the table and chairs, but when I went there in person, I was coming at it from the dark doorway. So the table and chairs were basically along the left side of the wall, like in a little tiny space, like indent in the wall. Anyway, and we walked into this restaurant, and it had glass window walls along each side. And the tables in the same way I had seen them. So that was the first thing that night. And then once we got done there, we went to the site. It's called the Fort Gratiot Light Station, and it has several buildings on the property. One of them, and I forget what it was for sure now, I think it was like a fire station. That was actually the house with the several garage doors on it that I had seen. I recognized that right away as we were driving up to the place. So then we get there and we get out, and we're all supposed to meet in this house, which is a duplex for the original keepers of the lighthouse, basically for the two families. And we walk in, and it's that kitchen that I had seen. And of course, I almost knew what I was going to see next, which was that dining room with the wooden tables and benches. And so, of course, all this time, it's starting to get darker and darker. And we go on the tour of the location throughout the night. We go and do the whole investigating thing. The last building we go to used to be a hospital, but it was an older hospital. And so it was more, it was just like one story. It wasn't even like a bigger building like you would think. And we walk in there, and it's being renovated, and it's the same building that I had seen in the last dream with the wooden walls and floors, and it's being worked on. And it had the same windows I had seen in that last dream with the wood on them and everything, the same style of wood work and everything. That one, I have no idea how to explain that. Because that wasn't just one dream connected to events. That was several dreams. So, that one, to me, I don't know how to explain that one. Now, the other one that I realized I forgot as I was describing this last one, a similar thing. So, I had these two different dreams. Maybe I just dreamt to the same place twice before I went there, because I feel like it was two dreams. It's like they blurred together. But, so anyway, I had this dream of being in a room, and it had all concrete cement floors. And it was just a rectangular room with several doors in it, and then some windows near the top of the walls, which somehow I knew, like I recognized them as like being windows that are like on the ground. They're as basically in a basement. I could tell that much. I don't know. There's a certain kind of window, and that's how I knew or not. But, and I remember walking out of this room into a doorway and going up two steps into this other room, and it was all wood and brick. And then, yeah, so I remember that's where the one dream ends. That's what it was, I remember now, because I had another dream of being in a room, but it was all dark. And there were lights coming in from outside, but barely. And I remember there was this rug. I figured it must have been a rug, because it was a big oval shape on the floor. And I didn't notice anything else in the room except for the lights and then that rug. But when I went there in person, it was for the first time I went to an event that this group of paranormal investigators, it was this event they had at this house near me. And we my family and I walked down to the basement, and I recognized that rectangular room right off. Now, in the dream, it had been empty, but when we went there, that's where the night's activities began. And so they had chairs, folding chairs, all in lines along in the middle of the room. Excuse me. So, but then after that, that night we were split into two groups, and the group I was in, we stayed in the basement, and they led us through a doorway up two steps into this room with all the wood and the brick that I had seen before, and then into another room, and we all took seats and around each other in a circle kind of thing. And then eventually they turned the lights off. In the middle of this room, I hadn't realized it until we all sat down, and then they turned the lights off. There was this big rug, and it was oval-shaped, and that was that big, dark, oval thing I had seen on the floor in that other dream. And, so, yeah. I find it interesting that the places that I had multiple dreams of were the places that I ended up going to because they were thought to be haunted or paranormally active. And we had little things happen in both places, both times. So, makes me wonder. I never saw anyone else in any of those dreams. But it makes me wonder if there was anyone there, did they see me? If there was any kind of spirits there, did they see me when I was there those times in my dreams? I don't know, obviously. But, yeah, so as far as I'm thinking right now, that's all the experiences I've had with that, whatever that is, having a dream of a place and then going there in person. I don't know. But, very odd. Oh, hello, Lily. Thank you for being here. And thank you all for being here. Lily says, I had precognition dreams. When was a birthday? Yeah, it was really interesting because I've heard of dreams where you would see events happening and then sometime later those exact events would happen the same way they happen in a dream. I've heard of, and I'm not saying this is or isn't what you experienced, Lily. I'm just saying I've heard of dreams that things played out in real life the same way they did in dreams. But with mine, that's not how they were. I just went to a place. I went to places first when there was no one there. And then I went there in real life with people. And they were the same places, but different circumstances. It's just really odd. So, and the only other kind of paranormal dreams I've had and I've talked about this on other shows as well, are ones where I'm pretty sure I had glimpses into parallel or alternate universes. And I can just go over those real quick. The first one that I remember was where I was walking down a street in a city. And what was odd about it was I didn't recognize the place. But also, as I said before, I'm legally blind. But so normally when I'm walking anywhere, especially outside, I will have what is called a white cane, which is what helps me find steps up and down and obstacles, and it's for navigating and safety, basically. But in this experience, in this dream, there I didn't have that, and I was okay with that. It was like I didn't need it. I didn't notice any difference in my vision, but still, in this dream, I didn't need my cane, and I don't know why. And I walked, and I basically knew that I was walking home to a place that I didn't know, I didn't live in, you know, in this universe. And I remember walking into, like, an apartment building, and then that's it for that dream. And it's just really odd that I was walking, I was just walking without thinking of walking, which I don't do. You know, I'm always keeping track of where I'm at and where everybody else is at while I'm walking, and I always have a cane. So that was the first one. The second one was really odd for other reasons. So I had this dream. So my parents, they divorced when I was little, and then they got remarried eventually, and then other people, and then they ended up getting divorced again. But in this one dream I had, I was with my mom and her ex-husband and their daughter, my half-sister. But instead of there just being one daughter, which is all they had, there was three of them. And they all were similar, but not the same. And we're all living in the same house. And it felt normal. And I don't know. I mean, that is not, that's not happening. You know, that's not how things are. They only had the one daughter. And we don't live together. And none of that is how it is. But and I feel like maybe, possibly in this other universe, some reason that's how that turned out. I don't know. But it felt normal until I woke up and I realized how odd that was. So, so let's see here. Lily says, yeah, when I was watching a video of, at the place where there were orbs flying around. So I'm wondering if those orbs were our spirit going ahead in time. Made me think of orbs differently. That's true, yeah. That's interesting. Makes you think about vision differently, too, yeah. Yeah, so I only have one other strange dream that I've shared a couple times. I don't know if I've ever shared it on a podcast yet. I can't remember. But I guess if I haven't, then this is the place to do it. So I had this, whatever this was, once. I like to think it was a dream, but I really don't know. But, so I went to bed here in my apartment one night. And I had, I fell asleep and everything. At one point, I opened my eyes and I realized it didn't feel like I was laying on my bed anymore. It felt like I was laying on a table. And I couldn't move. and I could see that I was not in my apartment. And I was in a room. It had, like, blue walls, but there were these big white cabinets or shelves in the walls that had, like, some kind of electronics in them. I couldn't say what kind, but I would see, I saw lights here and there within these darker spaces. It reminded me of, like, metal. And I saw a couple of basically just gray blurs, size of a person, moving around me and the table that I was on. But I couldn't move except for my eyes. And I was starting to panic because I could also see something way up above me coming down. I couldn't see what it was. But as I was laying there, I heard my parents' voices saying that everything was okay. And then when I looked, I could see two other figures, gray figures, just gray, no detail, standing off to one side. But their voices were not, they didn't have any emotion. And I just knew that wasn't my parents. And this whole time, there's something coming down from the ceiling, and it was like a robotic, arm, not like a human-shaped one, just like a robotic armature kind of thing. And eventually, it got low enough so that I could see that there was a needle on the end of it. And it was coming down towards my head and towards my left eye. And, of course, I kept trying to move. Couldn't move. Again, the only thing I could move was my eyes. I look around a little bit. Barely. And, this ended with this needle, basically, I felt it touch my left eye. And then that's when everything went dark and I woke up real fast. And I don't know what that was. I wish I did, and I still kind of hope that maybe somehow it was just a dream, but I don't know. To this day, I don't know. This was several years ago, but I don't know. So on that, bright and cheerful note, I think we can end the episode for today. Good luck going to sleep. I know I couldn't that night after that happened. That was it for me. I was not tired anymore after that night, that morning, whatever it was. But anyway, I still hope you all enjoyed this. It was fun to share everything. And thank you all for being okay with not having True Ghost Stories from the Web yesterday and today. It just didn't work out yesterday, and then I thought today, well, since I started this whole thing about dreams, I might as well finish it. But thank you all for being here, whether it's in the stream or in the listening in the podcast feed. Either way, I appreciate it. Tomorrow, again, like I said, I'll be talking about time and the paranormal. And we'll go from there. So thank you all, and take care, and have a good night.